Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Talbot. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Horton. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Buford who tags Mantilla, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bressude moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-0 in the game. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Talbot goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Malzahn hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moorhead strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hansen for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nixon juggles the ball. That's an error on Nixon. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moorhead is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Long pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Dick Raditz now pitching. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressude settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.